Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast.
Aloha, everyone, and I am excited to have a very special show for you today. Today, we're going to have some wisdom from the tribe. And what I mean by the tribe is those of you who are a part of ACP in different ways. And today, we're going to have some wisdom from Kelly. She's been a part of the ACP group coaching in a couple of different ways throughout her time with us. And Kelly's moving on, and she's done so well over her time with us that she'll be not joining us in the Facebook group anymore or on the calls anymore. And so I thought it was a perfect opportunity to have her on to share with you her experience, the strength that she has, and her hope, not only for her own life, but for those of you who are still struggling. So, Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I am really thrilled to have you, and it's all bittersweet because I'm also sad to see you go. I get to know all of you wonderful people, and then you grow your wings and you fly off on your own, which is the whole point of all of our time together. So I wondered if you would start by sharing with the listeners what was going on in your life and what brought you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, kind of like a brief history of your anxiety.
Sure. I always kind of talk about my anxiety journey in like a couple different stages because it's been so many years. It's been probably about a decade almost by now. Mm-hmm. It really all kind of stemmed from when I was in college. I was struggling there a little bit and moved away from home and didn't really know anybody besides, you know, the friends that I had created there. But it just got really tough and I ended up having to move home because of the anxiety and I didn't know what it was. And then I went and saw a counselor, got better, but then it came back a couple of years later because I just don't think I was managing it. I wasn't really trying to clear it. And then from there, it just kind of kept growing into different stages where I just wasn't able to go and be in a big group of people. And then it was, I wasn't able to work anymore. And then I couldn't drive by myself. And then I couldn't even be by myself. So it's just kind of been kind of all over the place because there are times where I got better and where I didn't. And I just kind of was lost and didn't quite know where to turn. And I thought with all the apps and everything out, I thought I'd look to see what I could find. And I listened to podcasts all the time. So I just typed in anxiety and your show popped up. And man, it really was a changer. It just felt so good. I think a lot of it too was since you had dealt with anxiety and had your own story to tell, it really made me feel like, okay, I'm not the only one. Like there are also people out here who have dealt with the same things. And you just said some things that really hit the nail on the head of things that you had gone through with that I had as well, like with driving and other situations. So just started to listen to that. And I mean, on top of it, I was seeing a brand new counselor and she was also very helpful, but yeah, so that's kind of what brought me there and joined the group, which was even more helpful than just listening to the podcast. So
yeah, it makes a difference. It's like a new level, right? I mean,
right.
Yeah. So that's a great place. I wondered if you could, you said a couple of very interesting things that, you know, it really did help to know that me, who was on there talking about it, had kind of been in your shoes. And so I can look at it from a different way, and that I wasn't there anymore. Like that, that's why I'm so excited to have you talk to the listeners, because you were in their shoes,
and, right.
And you're not there anymore. And so, so you brought yourself to a place where you're listening to the podcast, and then you decided to join the group. And now you were in the full group, I believe, to start. You joined the full group, which meant that you got on the phone with us a couple times a month. So why don't you tell them a little bit about, like, what did you find most helpful about the, let's start with the full group.
Yeah, sure. I know when I joined the full group, it was really kind of in one of my toughest spots. I wasn't really able to leave my neighborhood. I could get in my car, and but I couldn't really get through the lights. And so I was a little nervous at first, joining on this phone call and listening to other people's stories, because I thought, oh boy, is this going to trigger me and make me feel more anxiety in a different way? But it really didn't do that at all. I remember specifically the first phone call, I was actually anxious calling in. But I mean, really, as soon as I heard your voice, and it just kind of brought me back to that other positive place where I've listened to your podcast. And the group was great. Like, everybody had talked about their own stories, and it was really just that feeling like, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one that has some of these horrible things that I'm having to go through. And you kind of think, I'm the worst person that has, you know, the worst anxiety, but you know, that's not the case. A lot of everybody's anxiety is all, you know, really stem from just fear. And it's just kind of having to listen to other people and listen to you. And I mean, it was really great having that. Well, I think it was once a month was the phone call.
Twice a month.
And that was just kind of, I ended up looking forward to those phone calls, because it was just kind of like a therapy session with friends and you. And that was always great.
Yeah. And it gets to be feel like that. People look forward to, you know, you can jot down in your journal things you want to talk about, or you can just show up and see how you feel. Sometimes people don't even talk. They're just glad to be on the call and be able to know that you're not alone and that you're right there for that 1 hour. You're totally understood. So
exactly.
And, you know, so things kind of changed for you a little bit. Maybe you can share that. You know, you grew, you got more confident, and then you moved into the mini membership, which is everything except the calls. So you're still in the Facebook group, still getting the skill sheets. You could tag me in any posts. So tell us what happened where you decided to make that transition, because I think it was important for you.
Yeah, definitely. I know that just kind of the repetitive listening to some of the skills that you had, like the floating with the anxiety and working through it. I know a lot of what I used to do is, well, I wanted to run, which is obviously that fight or flight feeling that you have. And when I was in stores or movies or pretty much anywhere, I always wanted to look for an out. Like, where's the exit? How can I get out of here? And usually I would, when as soon as I would feel that anxiety feeling, I would just go. And once I started listening to the podcast and listening in the group and all that, I realized, okay, I need to really stop doing that, because that's not helping me. That's just kind of giving in to the anxiety. And so that's when I kind of stopped. And I think you even had a podcast, or maybe it was even on a phone call or something, where you talked about and being in the store and just, when you feel that anxiety, just stand there, or, you know, go in a comfortable spot and just sit with it for a minute. And then, you know, if you have to leave, leave. But, and that's kind of what I did. And I just kind of built up that confidence. And it was also just kind of understanding that all the symptoms I'm having are stemming from me thinking that I'm in danger.
Yeah.
And that was really kind of a big switch for me, because I think I was always thinking the opposite, you know, like I would have lightheadedness and then that would trigger the anxiety, but it really was the opposite of that. And, and so once I kind of figured that out, that, okay, I'm feeling lightheaded because it's a anxiety symptom because for some reason I thought I was fearful of something in the store. So, you know, I would start to tell myself that I'm safe, there's nothing that can hurt me right here. And that really kind of started to build that confidence up. And that was just kind of having that confidence was really a game changer for me. And that's when I was able to feel like I could just go down into the group and, or into the mini group. And that was still helpful being able to talk with you. And I know I used that several times where if I had a struggle or a rough day, I would get on and tell everyone what's going on. And everyone's so nice and great and gives you so much advice. So that was still very helpful to do the mini group too.
Yes. And everybody, what's beautiful in there is that everybody is in the same kind of boat, but everybody that's in there is very dedicated to moving along. So they're very willing to like lend a hand. There's no meanness or any kind of struggle in there. It's quite loving. And so you can feel safe, which is important in hearing your story that, you know, being in the store and you don't even know why, it's kind of this subconscious, I don't feel safe. So you start to feel lightheaded and
It's
important early on to be in safe situations when you're talking about what's going on with you. So I'm glad that that always felt safe and comfortable for you. And it's important to shift like that, to transition out, because you didn't need to be on the calls anymore. Your life, when you start getting better and you're no longer just managing anxiety, you get busier. There's places to go and people to see. And I know you had a lot of things like that that started changing for you. So I wondered if you could talk about some of the things that you shared with us in the group, of course, the things that marked your healing and clearing of your anxiety panic.
Yeah, sure. Well, I know that when I started feeling like I could get out and do things, like I wrote a list about every week of like, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to drive all the way to my sister's place. I want to go to a restaurant or, you know, just some of those like everyday things that people do, but I just haven't been able to do because of anxiety. So it started obviously very small, but then my friend was getting married and she's been my best friend since I was in kindergarten and, you know, this big event in her life that I obviously wanted to go to, but it was in Mexico. And that was kind of scary for me. I was like, oh boy, like I'm doing so great, but I'm really only at this point, you know, I haven't quite done something that big. I mean, I've flown a bunch. My dad's actually a pilot. So I, you know, been flying really ever since I was little and haven't ever been fearful of it. So I kind of just had to take that state of mind, like I've done this, like there's nothing to be afraid of, and you know, all those things. And I was able to have my friends and my parents came along, they've known her too, so that was helpful to surround myself with positive people that, you know my journey and know how to help me out and, you know, not tell me to calm down, because that's never helpful. So I just ended up kind of taking it step by step and went to the airport and went through security and was like, okay, now I just have to get on this flight. And, you know, I my parents also said before when I was anxious, like, well, if we have to stay the night in Austin, which was where our transfer flight was, we can do that. And so just kind of even having that as an option was kind of helpful too, because then I didn't feel like I had to make this huge leap all the way to Mexico. But I mean, really, once I got into the airport, I was fine. I really didn't even think of much at all. And there was a couple times on the flight back from Mexico, I got a little anxious because we had some flight trouble and we had to deplane the flight or plane. And but I used all those skills I had and I got through it so fast. And so I was able to go all the way to Mexico and be with my friends and stand up front next to my friend while she gets married to her best friend. And I mean, it was really a big turning point for me to be able to be a part of that. And I mean, go all the way to Mexico and here I am hardly, you know, doing much in where I live. So, I mean, that was a big turning point for me and just built that confidence really high. So, and which is very helpful to get through other smaller things back home. And
exactly. Yeah. Yes, and that was a turning point for you. And I watched it happen because at that point you were just in the mini membership and in the Facebook group and sharing the pictures and sharing. Everybody was cheering for you, you know, when you were planning mm-hmm. to go. And then to watch your confidence soar after that, did you notice the change when you got home, that you were a little more comfortable with things?
Yeah, I did. And I had learned from kind of past experience too, that if I had something big like that, to kind of not plan too much when I got home. So honestly, the first 2 days I got back, I basically slept for two days almost. I was muted. So I was able to kind of, and that's something I've learned, you know, I also need to take care of myself. And so I was able to kind of just relax and sleep. And then once I was kind of rejuvenated, those things, that list that I had, that, you know, I was doing everything, and I just kind of kept going, and anxiety just wasn't even on my mind like it used to be. I mean, it used to be 24/7, just constantly thinking about it. And it just kind of, you know, days went by, I was like, oh, wow, I haven't even thought or even said the word anxiety for days. So yeah, there was just kind of a, you know, big step that really pushed me. So yeah.
And it starts to fade away. It's just like, there's not like a light switch goes off, but the fact that you all of a sudden noticed, oh, I haven't even been thinking about that lately.
And right.
Yeah. You just kind of notice this one day, you don't notice it anymore, which is beautiful, beautiful. And so what are your plans for the future, Kelly? Like, do you have anything new coming up that you're planning to do? Because I know you're leaving us out of the, you know, in the group, you'll be heading off. You have a lot of other things to do. And why don't you share with us whatever you can of what your plans are for the future?
Yeah. Well, I've kind of been applying for some jobs, which, I mean, I haven't really grabbed one quite yet, but I don't know if you've heard of a app called Rover, but it's where you can walk dogs and go and stay at people's houses while they're away and watch their dogs for them. And so I've actually been doing that, which is actually keeping me quite busy. So that's been great. And I've been volunteering every Thursday and keeping myself busy and just kind of getting myself out in the world again. I'm kind of always been a dreamer. So I've got all these ideas of what I'd like to do. And I know I'd really love to give back and help other people that have, you know, gone through what I've gone through. So that's kind of a goal of mine, is to maybe open some business or nonprofit or something like that. I've did business school for a little bit, so kind of would love to be able to finally use that and give back and help other people out. So that's kind of the big goal for me anyway.
Well, you're already helping people. Just talking to us today, Kelly, is really, I know I'm going to get emails that are going to say, oh my gosh, she was telling my story, you know, when you talk about looking for the exits and not being able to drive, and you're going to hit home with people, and they're going to be so impressed with your ability to just have stuck with it and gone forward. And now wanting to live a life where you can give back somehow. So a hat tip to you from all of us that have known you and had the pleasure of being able to get to know you and travel your journey with you. So what would you say to somebody who was listening and is kind of on the fence? A lot of times I get email from people like, oh, I don't know if I should join or what should I expect? What would you say to somebody who was on the fence about getting help and joining either the mini or the full membership?
Yeah, I know when I was kind of there, I just kind of was always fearful of, is this going to help or is this going to make me worse? And I just kind of think, just go for it. Because, I mean, doing something like this, especially with how much love and help is in, like you said, it's not a negative group. There's no one saying mean things or judging you, and that's huge, you know, especially when you're going through something like this. And you know, I've been grateful to have a family and friends that have helped me out, but I know not everybody has that. So this is just, I mean, it really is like a family, and it's, like I said, so loving. So I just go for it, because it's not going to make you worse. Maybe you won't get, cleared in the first week. I definitely didn't, but you'll get there. And as long as you put the work into it and want to change and live your life the way you used to, like, this is the place to be. Just do it.
Yeah. Don't be afraid. Just do it.
No, yeah. Which, it's easy to be afraid because that's kind of what it's all about. But, it's such a great place and you've been so helpful that it's repeating myself, but that's really it. It's the place to go. So,
well, good. I'm sure that people will feel that from you, Kelly, because it really was, you kind of took a leap of faith to jump in. So you weren't sure and you did it. And now, before I even consider letting you go, I wonder if you have any words of wisdom. Like, I know you're a helper in your life. You're somebody who cares about other people. And so I want to give you this opportunity to share with the listeners any words of wisdom you have for them.
I know how it feels to be so hopeless, and I know that can be so scary. And sometimes all it takes is one little thing for you to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but it definitely, there's always a place to go. You never have to feel like you can't get better. And I know my mom has always told me that there's never a problem that can't be fixed. And that's kind of always rung in the back of my head in some of those times where, I just felt like I'm stuck. Which is really a big thing that I had gone through, kind of up and down. I'd be better and then I'd be stuck. You never have to be stuck. There's always a place to go. There's always resources and help out there to hold on to and use. So use those things. And you don't have to be hopeless. There's things you can do.
Oh, Kelly, thank you. That really does give people hope, because much of this journey is a couple of steps forward and then you find yourself taking a step back, steps forward. And if you lose hope, you figure, well, that's, this backwards thing is just where I'm going to be. But it is not. It is just part of the process of clearing this out altogether. And so I just want to thank you so much for spending time with me and sharing your journey with the listeners. I know this is going to resonate with people. And any last moment, anything else before we say our goodbyes?
Well, I would like to thank you and thank everybody in the group. I know I've made some friends and I know I've made a friend in you, and I just want to thank everybody. It was definitely worth it. And I'm even the money and everything, I would do it all over again. So I want to thank you and thank everybody else in the group. And I hope I can help someone. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. Well, you will be greatly missed. I already, people, you said your goodbyes and, people were like, oh, but they know, even with the bittersweetness of you leaving, that they too will be leaving the group and feeling as good as you do. So, sweetheart, thank you. You did make a friend in me, and I hope that you will keep in touch and keep letting me know how you're doing and reach out to me if I can ever be of assistance to you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Much love and aloha.
Aloha.
And now for today's quote. Part of the healing process is sharing with other people who care. And that's from Jerry Cantrell. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.